Himmel sein Strom, dessen herrliche Flut, fließt wunderbar still durchs Land, durch Straßen glänzt wie feurige Glut. Wen ist dieses Wasser bekam? Aus und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtiglich, o Glaube, es fließt für dich. Wohin dieser Strom sich nur einmal ergießt, da jubelt und jauchzet das Herz, das nun mehr den köstlichen Segen genießt, erlöset von Sorgen und Schmerz. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtiglich, o Glaube, es fließt für dich. Der Strom ist gar tief und sein Wasser ist klar, es schmeckt so lieblich und fein, es heilet die Kranken und steckt wunderbar. Ja, machet die Unreinsten rein. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtiglich. O Glaube, es fließet für dich. Das Wasser, das Leben, das ist diese Flut. Durch Jesu ergießet sie sich. Sein kostbares, teures und heiliges Blut. O Sünde, vergoss er für dich. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtiglich, o Glaube, es fließet für dich. Wenn Dürstetter komme und trinke sich satt, so rufet der Geist und die Braut, nur wer in den Strome gewaschen sie hat, das Angesicht Gottes anschaut. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtiglich, o Glaube, es fließet für dich. Oh, have you heard of the beautiful stream that flows from the promised land? Its waters gleam bright in the heavenly light and ripple over golden sand. Dear soul, we pray, will you come and wash in this wonderful stream? This water's so free, so clear and true. Believe this is flowing for you. Its fountains are deep and its waters are pure and sweet to the weary soul. It flows from the throne of Jehovah alone. Oh, come where the bright waves roll. Dear soul, we pray, will you come and wash in this wonderful stream? This water's most free, so clear and true. Believe it is flowing for you. This beautiful stream is the river of life. It flows for all nations free. Abound for its glory, the waters are found. Oh, sinner, it flows for thee. Dear soul, we pray, will you come and wash in this wonderful stream? This water flows free, so clear and free. Believe it is flowing for you. To them that are thirsty, the spirit can dry. Say, come, you may drink of it free. All those that are washed and in Jesus abide, our Father in heaven receives. Oh, so we pray, will you come and wash in this wonderful stream? This water's close phrase, so clear and true. Believe it is flowing for you.
I wish I could. There would be a way of making it real to people that there's this, that stream we talked about in the book of Revelation.
Mm-hmm. It's like not a stream, that like everything in nature God has given us in order to understand these things spiritually. Like a river of life is really the truth for your hour.
Yeah, that's all. Every generation has a stream. I keep referring to Martin Luther, because you have to be living. If you were living back in the Dark Ages, back when Martin Luther came on the scene, Christianity was, the people were looking for something, and then Martin Luther comes along and yanks them out of that diabolical Dark Age, a thousand years of Roman Catholic tyranny, a prison. The whole world was in a religious prison, and Martin Luther came along, and that angel is where it says this is going to be eternal life. That angel came along, found his vocal cord, and told him, Martin Luther, the just shall live by faith. That's all you need. You don't need that. You don't need to buy it. You don't need to do penance. You don't need that Catholic garbage. The Catholic Church had everything sewn up. If you want to get buried, you had to go to the Catholic Church. If you want to get married, everything had to go to that religious, diabolical system. And they had, the whole world was in socialism. That's really what it is. Just like the Hutterites are today. They're locked up in a prison without a wall. And we're trying to set them free. Let's see, they've been brainwashed for 500 years, so it's pretty hard for us to kind of break the cycle. And but here, this here is what it says in the book of Revelation. Whosoever will, let him come. Whoever is a thirsty, let him come. Whoever heareth, let him say, come. It's open for everybody. There's no strings attached. All you got to do is drop that garbage, that religious filth that's been brainwashing the people forever and a day, and divorce yourself from all that stuff and just come and partake of the waters of life freely. It'll get you there somehow. I don't know how God does things, but apparently, according to the scripture, all you got to do is believe it. That's what it says. That's what it says back in the book of Revelation. Whoever's a thirst, blessed is he that has been minded to the marriage supper of the Lamb. That's all that's left. There's no more, you can no more become bride of Christ. That season is over. That's what the gospel was for 2,000 years. The grace is for to draw out a bride for the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, that era is over. You can't no more be bride. But what you can do, you can be a guest at the marriage supper. You got to understand it, right? It's all so simple from when you and I are sitting it, because we have divorced ourselves from the John Hagees of this world, from all that religious filth that they're pumping out on the internet, on YouTube, that the key guy right now is that Lauren Livingston. He seems to have everything wrapped up. He's out there beating his gumps together every day, and YouTube jumps around like a yo-yo, and he gets people excited, and there's thousands of people listening to these donkeys. But they don't have, we watched them a little bit, but see, the first thing is you see his wife, she's got a lesbian hairdo, and right there you can tell that thing is something, the red flags go up, you know, and we check everything out, we check them all out, we know exactly what we're talking about, but you got to divorce yourself from all that religious filth that's out there on the YouTube, and then you come and partake of the waters of life freely. This is it. This is that stream that you and I are putting out here, and it's closing days of time, and like I keep saying, there's only one message left. You could go read it, Matthew 22, invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Everybody is invited. Whosoever will, let him come. And I can't stress it enough. And I know I'm not getting through to a lot of people, but that's where it's at. The Spirit and the Bride say come. Everybody is welcome. If you can only get yourself to believe, like that, people talking about that song that the Chamber Brothers sang back in the day in the 60s. People get ready. There's a train coming. It's picking up passengers from coast to coast. All you need is faith to hear those deals of humming. That's that stream that they were talking about back in the 60s. It's been going around the world in these rock and roll bands and everything. It's still a number one song to this very day. You can go on YouTube and just punch and people get ready. It'll pop up and you can listen to them sing it, because they got a lot of soul, these black people do. It makes it so real. And then they say, there's no room for the hopeless sinner who would hurt all of mankind just to save his own skin. That's that preachers out there in these pulpits. They do anything just to get money. They all care about this, their own next of kin, their own family. That's all they work for, is their own family. You can see it. You can see these holy rollers, that holy circle. All they care about is just to make sure their son gets the preacher job and teach like that. Gets up and then, or a boss job. That system is built on. It's not built on Christianity. It's built on socialism. But here's a stream where you divorce yourself from all that filth, and you just come and listen, partake of the waters of life, really. This is why this is a program that God, the Lord Jesus Christ, set up. That's why he made sure we don't charge nothing. That's why it's free. That's why we pay for the website, we pay for everything out of our own pocket, because we don't want no contamination from these, that filthy lucre. That's what we're doing here. We're just putting it out for everybody, whosoever will let them come. Just that simple. That's that stream that the Bible talks about. Every generation has partaken of it. And there's healing. Everything is in there. You can only get yourself to believe what we're trying to say here. Because it says that there's some is that even sign masterly. A schmeck it so lieblich und fein. A heil at the kranken und stark wunderbar. Ja, mahat unreinsenein. There is a lot of people that are filthy and unclean with their lifestyle, and this will somehow flush it out if you just keep on partaking of the waters of life, really. If you keep on listening up, and it'll do something for you, because it's the living waters. That's all it is. It's all that's left here in these closing days of time. And once that thing happens, once that marriage supper of the Lamb is on, once the people get raptured out of here, it goes into judgment. Then you got to give your life for to get on that sea of glass. God has a program, but he's trying to make it easy for mankind, as easy as he can. And all you have to do is come and partake of the waters of life, really. The waters of life is the word for your day, the truth for your day. This is the truth that we're putting out here on a daily basis. The truth for your day, just that simple. We read of a place that's called heaven. It's made for the pure and the free. These truths in God's word he had given. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free. Fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be. And heaven no drooping or paining. Now wishing for elsewhere to be. God's light is forever there shining. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free. Fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be. Pure waters of love, they are flowing. And those who will drink may be free. Rare jewels of splendor are glowing. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free. Fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be. The angels so sweetly are singing. Up there by the beautiful sea. Sweet chords from their gold hearts are ringing. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free. Fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be. Each day I'll do the golden deed by helping those who are in need. My life on earth is but a span, and so I'll do the best I can. Life's evening sun is sinking low. A few more days, and I must go to meet the deeds that I have done, where there will be no setting sun. To be a child of God each day, my life must shine along the way. I'll sing his praise while ages roll, and strive to help some troubled soul. Life's evening sun is sinking low. A few more days, and I must go to meet the deeds that I have done, where there will be no setting sun. The only life that will endure is one that's kind and good and pure. And so for God I'll take my stand. Each day I'll lend a helping hand. Life's evil.
sinks on, is sinking low. A few more days, and I must go to meet the deeds that I have done, where there will be no setting sun. I'll help someone in time of need, and journey on with rapid speed. I'll help the sick, pure and weak, and words of kindness to them speak. Last evening's sun is sinking low, a few more days, and I must go to meet the deeds that I have done, where there will be no setting sun. While going down life's weary road, I'll try to lift some traveler's load. I'll try to turn the night to day, make flowers bloom along the way. Life's evening sun is sinking low, a few more days, and I will go to meet the deed that I have done, where there will be no setting sun.
The thing with this, you can't do nothing anymore. Work while it is yet day.
Mm-hmm.
For soon the night cometh, for no man can work.
It's a totally a different era.
Yeah. We've tried it, and mm-hmm. every time we go out there, we tried that to help that lady down the road here. You can't even get the foot on the door.
Yeah, it's
it's a time where it says worthwhile it is yet. For soon the night cometh when no man can work. We've arrived at that particular time. Mm-hmm. There's nothing we can. We try to go out there and tell people, they kind of run you out of town. I tell you what, it's a dark. It's dark one out there.
Mm-hmm.
We've arrived at that time where the Bible says, "What is it? Soon the night cometh." You could go out there and try. We've tried it, but you know we're not giving up.
Mm-hmm.
We just keep on going.
As you see, things are going into a different era of time.
Yeah.
And you can really see, like, you can walk through the Bible and the time frame of 6,000 years, like from Adam and Eve going to the law age, and then from the law age into the grace age when Jesus came, and then that time frame is 2,000 years for mm-hmm. the grace age. And now that we're in the week of Daniel, you can see the transitioning of things taking place all around the world. The turmoil that you see, that's all part of a transition that in the end you will see the picture of what God is doing. But right now, when everything is up and evil, it looks very chaotic. But when the end will, you will see it will roll you right into the millennium. But like I said, it's very turmoil right now. The waters are turmoil, and all around the world you can see it's not a peaceful time that we're living in. It's a time of war, time of transitioning.
Exactly what the Bible says. Men will be lovers of self more than lovers of God, seducing spirits mm-hmm. and doctrines of devils. The gates of hell have been opened on mankind here in these closing days of time. Back in the middle of the week, you could read it. I saw something in heaven, that John saw it. Michael fighting with the devil. Mm-hmm. And the devil was cast out of heaven in the middle of the week. We got it right down to the day. It was actually March the 28th, back a few years back. That fight was on, and Satan was cast out of heaven for good. Like back, way back, back in And his own day, when he went up against God, he was cast out of heaven. But he still had access to the throne of God, because back in the days of Job, he could still go up with the sons of God and with the angel and go before God. But they can't do that anymore, because in the middle of the week of Daniel, he's cast out because Michael had a fight with him, and he would cast him down to earth. And now he's down here. And that's why all of a sudden everything is completely dark and bleak, and because Satan is down here. He is no more the accuser of the brethren, because the Bible, the accuser of the brethren has been cast out. That's where we're living in time. We're living in a very crucial time. The Lord allowed me to see that 30, 40 years ago before he put me on that journey. You're not going to make this until, unless you have the Lord Jesus Christ leading and guiding you through the jungle that we're in. It's like a maze, or like a, you don't know. You have to depend solely on the Lord Jesus mm-hmm. Christ and on his word. The word of truth, really, mm-hmm. that's what it is. Anybody right. can say, Jesus, I'm a Christian, yeah. I'm with Jesus yeah, and God. But you tell them the truth, they'll run you out of town. Absolutely. You don't have a room. They won't even let you in their home if you got the truth, if you tell them the truth. Mm-hmm. You tell them about God sending a prophet. The truth will live to see it. It's that God did send a prophet. And then that an angel, what he said back in the day, Jesus said, this will be life eternal. You can't trust nothing else. The only thing you can trust is these angels. And they spoke to the vocal cords that God had prepared Brother Branham when he was a young child. He prepared him for the day and hour that we're now living mm-hmm. in. To prepare that someday, and he much has told him, don't drink or don't defile your women. Don't drink and smoke and defile your body with women, because I have a work for you to do when you get older. And then when he was young, that angel linked up with his vocal cord, and the first thing he came out with, water baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And God used it for 40 years to go around the world. And he was the voice of that angel. Mm-hmm. Behold, I'll send you Elijah and the prophet. He had a twofold ministry. And you and I, we tapped into that, and that's all we're doing. We're telling the people around the world what's been going on. These John Higgins and these Lauren Livingston, you can go listen to that donkey, like I said earlier. I seen him prancing around up on the stage. And he's got people convinced he's the man of the hour. Let's say, back in the days of Billy Graham. Billy Graham was the man of the hour back then. But it's all demonically driven, just to keep you away from the truth. Back in the days of Billy Graham, God had a message. God had William Branham here back in the 60s. That's when Billy Graham was shining. But he was there only there to keep you away, to distract you away from the truth, mm-hmm. from the message that God had for the human race. Back in the 60s, he had Brother Branham. And then when he went off the scene, he took the vocal cords of Brother Raymond M. Jackson. Vehicles that the Lord prepared before the foundation of the world to do whatever they're doing here in these closing days of time. And that's what he did with you and I. He prepared us for all that. We found out about all that. And the Lord knew our makeup. He knew we're not going to bend or bow or compromise. He just knew the way we had to go through it, be tested. And now here, all we're doing, we're holding on to the fort. We're telling people where it's at, and we're enjoying it. Mm-hmm. In the beauty of the lift, Christ was born across the sea, with the glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make us holy, let us die to make us free, while God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. We'll just continue with that talk. We might bring other stuff in. Because we're living in a very critical time, but we've got to bring the truth out. We've got to tell people what's happening. What's at the hour of time we're now living in. It's 2 Corinthians chapter 10. We'll start in verse 1. Now I, Paul, myself beseech you by the meekness and the gentleness of Christ. See, Paul, he was an apostle to the Gentiles. There was a transition taking place back in the days of Paul. And Paul was anointed and called out to be an apostle to the Gentiles. He was a Jew, but he was sent to the Gentiles. And every time he got involved with the Jews, he got himself stoned, he got himself into trouble. But see, because that was not his mission with the Jews. His mission was an apostle to the Gentiles. Mm-hmm. And as long as he kept that on his radar, he had no problem with the Gentiles. But it's with the Jews that he run into problems every time. I, Paul, myself beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence and base among you, but be absent and bold toward you. I guess he wrote that to them. He wasn't there at first. He wrote it from the prison or wherever he was at. But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with you, with that confidence, wherewith I think to be bold against some, which think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. See, they accused Paul of, he was going around with women, and then I guess he had some women on his journey to kind of look after the food and part of that. And then they started complaining because he had these women traveling with him. And then they think he was walking in the flesh. Because the human nature is the same thing today, yesterday, and forever. The human nature, they're carnal. They have no understanding of spiritual things, which think of us as if we walk according to the flesh. I could show you, but for the sake of time, I could show you exactly where they tried to harass him because he took some sisters along with him on the journey. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Of course, we're natural beings. We're walking in, you gotta have your five senses. You're walking in the flesh, and you gotta eat sometimes a bit, and you gotta do things. But you don't do the things that are forbidden. Just what I'm trying to say. And then he says, for the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal. We're not using natural things. We don't go out there and debate with people and fight around with them. We just give them the truth. That's the truth of the matter. That's what you're telling them. The weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. These strongholds, these are these religions that we're talking about out here. They didn't have that whole thing wrapped up. Like right now, the big man, Seth Moore in Livingston. You go on YouTube, he shows up everywhere. We're tearing down these strongholds. We're exposing them. All you gotta do is expose them, and then they eventually disintegrate, just like your weeds in the garden. You got weeds in the garden, what do? You pull them out, and eventually they just dry up. That's what happens when you tell people the truth. When we tell you what these preachers are, they're nothing but the agents of Satan. We're just that simple, and we keep telling it. We keep saying it over and over again that Jakob Hutter and Andreas Ehrenpreis, the foundation of Huttertum, they were nothing but agents of Satan sent in to downplay everything Martin Luther did in his hour. Back in then, if you were living back in there in that time, you would know exactly what I'm talking about. But here in this hour, we got the same thing. When God raised up Brother Brennan, there you had your Billy Grahams, you had your Oral Roberts, you had your Jimmy Swaggerts, you had all these donkeys out there trying to sell their wares. But they were all just a distraction. Imagine the world that we would be in if they weren't there. All we would have had, everybody would be listening to what Brother Branham had to say, because that's all out there, that's all that women out there. But Satan, he doesn't like when God does something. He's right there to mess up the picture. That's all with the Billy Graham and the Jimmy Swaggers of this world, or the John Hagen. They're all just a bunch of Antichrist sent them to distract you from the picture. It's just that simple. And here then Brother Jackson takes over, and Brother Brennan goes off the scene, and Brother Jackson comes along, and here comes Eddie Biskell and his thugs, and Hildebrandt, and all the peregrines of this world, and all they're doing, oh, when you look at it with the microscope of Scripture, all they were doing to keep you away from the real thing, from Brother Jackson, just like we keep talking to you about that killdeer, what that killdeer does when you get close to his nest, or the real thing, he makes a fuss. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go out on the pasture someday and see a killdeer. He pretends his wing is broke, and he pretends, oh, he's putting up a big fuss. And that's what these donkeys do. That's what these Lauren Livingstons, the Billy Grapes of this world, and that's what happened when Brother Brennan went off to see. That's what the Eddie Bistles did. That's what the Peregrine. That's making a bunch of noise and making sure you never come to the foundation of reality, to the ministry of Raymond M. Jackson. And he was the man that for 40 years he preached his heart out. He was the man that God raised up to do exactly, to continue on with the program once Brother Brennan was gone. And then here, when Brother Jackson goes away, and here God is testing each one of us, like we keep saying over and over again, and here he finds you and I faithful to continue on with the program. It's not about us, we're just doing our job. God has owned us out before the foundation of the world to do this very thing. And that's why we're tearing down these strongholds, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. We don't go into beat around with these people. We just put to get out there in the heavenly realm. And they're not carnal, but mighty through God, the pulling down of strongholds, exposing these tugs, casting down imagination. They're all just—it's just imagination what these guys have. They don't have the scripture. They don't have the fact that God sent the prophet. Their idea is just an imagination, casting down imagination, every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ, to obedience to the truth. That's what we take. And eventually, as time goes on, we keep doing this. Eventually, people will smarten up, they'll liven up, and they'll realize what we're telling them is 100% true. Because it says, you bring every thought to the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. And having a readiness to revenge all disobedience, when your obedience is fulfilled. See, you know, we're obedient to the Lord. He called us out to do this very thing. And we made ourselves available because we said, one day, Lord, we want to follow you. We don't want no part of this worldly stuff and everything that it can. We didn't want no part of it anymore. We didn't. This world is not our home. We're just about the Lord's business. That's all we're interested in. There's nothing better than the Lord to have given us. To do his will. Jesus said it himself, "Oh, Father, to do thy will, I do it gladly." But see, that's what you and I are about. We're about the Father's business. Because we enjoy it. Even if there was no reward, there's more pleasure, more joy in serving the Lord than anything that this world can give you. Amen. Just that simple. Heavenly Father, give you thanks for this another day of life. Just read your word here, Lord. I just pray you'll help us to see the things that you won't see here in this closing days of time, because we don't have the capacity to bring it out and draw a picture in front of the people, Lord. We just pray you just continue to use us for your honor, for your glory. Help us to be faithful and true to what you've called us to be, Lord. Help us to open up the hearts of the people, Lord, that they'll be able to understand what we've been trying to say here for the last 40 years, Lord. It looks like the more we talk, the more they shut the door in our face, Lord, time and time again. We had people come through here, and the minute they're out the door, they stab us in the back and do exactly what they ought not to do. Go and slander us and make us look like we're the problem, Lord. Like you were saying in the last days, the good will be called evil and evil will be called good, Lord. The truth will be spoken of. But Lord, we just ask for grace to help us make it through this jungle that we find ourselves in here in these closing days of time. Once again, most of all, Lord, we pray you'll open the hearts of the people that they're going to begin to understand what we've been trying to say here for the last 40 years. We just pray to give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Yeah, there's so much that we have that we can, but you know, it's pretty hard to penetrate people because you got to realize you're dealing with a society, with a world that's so been brainwashed for the last 500, 600 years. And to think, and especially the Hutterite, they think They think that living in a commune is the road to heaven, and then you come into contact with the Billy Graham crusades and all that, and you tell people that he was just nothing but an antichrist sent by the devil to distort the picture, to lead, to make sure you never find the real thing. The real thing back in the 60s was the ministry of Brother Brennan. They would come in from all over the world back at that hour. You could go still back and listen to his tapes and the people that he that associate themselves with. They came from all over the world just to listen. Well, standing room all the auditoriums, they were sold out and they came by the thousands. Like I say, standing room all back in that hour. And then started to dwindle out at the end of his ministry. There was only a handful of people that followed him. And then the Lord was shifting gears. It's time to clean house a little bit. And he came in with Raymond M. Jackson. And then he goes off the scene. And now the Lord, all we're doing now, we're just sweeping the floor. Just make sure everybody knows that living now, that they know what happened back in the 60s and the 70s and the 80s. People get ready. There's a train coming, picking up passengers from coast to coast. There's people that have been invited to come to the marriage supper of the Lamb. That's all that's left here in these closing days of the night. The era of being and the bride is out. It's completely, it has served its purpose. And then as of October the 15th, 2021, the Lord shut down the grace age, the 2 days of Hosea. It says, after 2 days I'll revive you, and then the third day I'll raise you up. That's talking about the Jewish people. After two days happened exactly October the 15th, 2021. And from there, right now, the restoration of all things is on, like we were saying yesterday. Everything that the devil caused back in the garden, everything is beginning. It's the beginning point. To begin to restore all things, you can read it. You should maybe read it over and Daniel what's going on right now. It's important to know what's actually going on. People are, there's wars, there's rumors of war, and all this commotion over in the Middle East. It's all just because God has begun to restore everything. And the devil, he don't like it, because that's why he's raising up all these terrorists and trying to stop God's plan from going ahead, because that's all he can do. He's just a rebel rouser, and that's the hour we're living in, and he's trying to stop God's plan from going ahead. But at the end of the day, you're going to see Israel is going to have to build their temple. They're going to have to land back. But right now, what I'm saying, the devil, he's using the United Nations, he's using all these countries to try to stop Israel from fulfilling Scripture. That's all it. That's what it says. You want to read that where it says that?
Well, it says in Daniel 9, to finish the transgression, that's one, and to make the end of sins, that's two, and to make reconciliation for iniquity, that's number three, and to bring in everlasting righteousness, that's four, and to seal up the vision and prophecy, that's five, and to anoint the most holy. Those are six.
Yeah, six. The six things that's going on right now. To anoint the most holy, that's the temple. That most holy is that temple that they're going to build. And that's going to be happening here, just right here, just up the road here in our era, here in our generation. All that's going to happen. That's what this whole, the 70th week of Daniel, that's what it's about. The restoration of all things. The beginning stages. It's not going to be complete until the whole thing will be complete after 1,000 years. When the Lord Jesus Christ hands everything back to God the Father, and then once that happens, then we're back, we're going over on into the eternal age. God has it all mapped up, but all we're doing right now, we're inviting people to come and partake of the waters of life, really. That's our mission. That's all we're doing. And the things that we see, they're solid, they're backed up with Scripture. The only thing in Laodicea, when you get rid of all the cobwebs, get rid of all Satan's tugs out there, get rid of the Andreas Enterprise, go back to the foundational principles, and all these donkeys that's out there beat their dumps again, all they want is your money, and And all we're doing, we're setting the record straight. Take, let's say there wouldn't be none of these evangelists or whatever they call themselves. Everything would be hunky-dory. Everybody would be listening to what Brother Martin had to say in his hour. Mm-hmm. And everybody would be listening to what Brother Jackson had to say in his hour. And then everybody will listen to what here, the closer it is to what we're saying. All we're doing, we're holding on to the fort. We're holding on to the things that Brother Jackson and Brother Brenham taught us here in the church, here in Laodicea. And there it is. It says back in the book of Revelation, the church world, that religious system out there, has been spewed out because they're blind, they're naked. See, that letter from Delta, he's absolutely uncalled for the hour we're living in. He's blind, he's naked, he's wretched, he's poor, he has nothing. Spiritually speaking, they're a bunch of no-brainers. I don't hate the people, but I know how the devil works. He's raised them people up, they got a big ego, they want to be something important, and then the devil takes them and he makes them and he uses them to do a dirty work. And even that Arnold from Acadia there, he's apparently the Pope for that gift faction. These people are for that Euler faction. These people are no-brainers when it comes to spiritual things. I tried to tell them. I send them books and the fish don't bite because they have an ambition of their own. All he talks about is the old faith. It makes you sick with these people. And then the power that they wield over the people. People look up to them like they're something special. They ain't nothing. They're just exactly what the Bible says. They're blind. They're wretched. They're miserable. They're pure. And God has spewed them out. Laodicea is spewed out. There's nothing there. And then he says, I counsel of thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire. And that gold is the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson. That's the only two people that'll tell you anything that has any value here in these closing days of time. And all that you and I do, we're just keeping the thing alive. We're holding on to the fort. We're holding on to the things that are beneficial for the church age of Laodicea. Counsel of thee to buy of me gold to put on that eye salve, to dress yourself, because when Jesus is going to come, he's going to take it and he's going to check everybody to see if they're actually dressed with that revelation that Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson brought. And then if he finds he's coming up short, he'll just say, bind them hand and foot, throw them into outer darkness, where they'll be weeping and wailing and these, because that letter is completely empty. These people are no-brainers. And then they go and make another preacher, and then that guy is also a no-brainer. Exactly what Jesus said back in his hour. You go from land to sea. You go from colony to colony to make another proselyte. Back then there was a proselyte, but in today's language, we got to bring everything into today's hour and today's language. Today, you make a preacher. Then you go to this colony, make another preacher. And then as time goes on, all he is, exactly what Jesus said, he's just, they got to have another two-fold child of hell, another dictator. That's all they become when they come a cup to each. And you've got the young guy that's ambitious, and then he becomes a first-class dictator, controlling the people and telling the people what to do, what not to do. The Spirit of the Living God has actually got no room in their communities. They go by what the hierarchy tells them. It's just, to you and I, everything is so simple because we're living in, you and I, we're living in reality. We know exactly what's going on out here. Mm-hmm. And that's all we're doing. We're telling the people where it's at. That's just that simple.
Yeah, that's all like a part of Laodicea. You can see that these people were back in Brother Brenham's hour too. Like they always tried to question him. What he was doing, because they went to these fundamental schools, these seminars, and they were taught, and they had this high vocabulary, and Brother Brenham, he didn't understand their vocabulary, you know, because they had such highfalutin words and everything, and they would try to challenge him on theology.
Mm-hmm.
And they would tell him, we respect you very much, Brother Brenham, but we think there are certain things that you're saying is not right. And then he would go over these things with them, because the Holy Spirit would let him know that what they're up to, right? And he could bring everything because, see, he knew God. He knew the Lord Jesus Christ. He knew the author of the Bible. See, these people only studied the Bible. They only knew what the words say. But the Brother Branham, he knew the author. He knew God, the Spirit of the living God and the Lord Jesus Christ. And he could just put them to shame in just simple language. See, he would have to tell them, you know what, I'm just a hillbilly. You'll have to lose regular language here with me, you know, in order to have this conversation. Mm-hmm. And when he was done, they would hang their head in shame because they knew he had them. And you can read it in Romans 8. It says in Romans 8:5, for those who live according to the flesh have their outlook shaped by the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit have their outlook shaped by the things of the Spirit. For the outlook of the flesh is death, but the outlook of the Spirit is life and peace. Because the outlook of the flesh is hostile to God. See, it's enmity to God. This intellect that these preachers have is enmity, is hostile to God, because it's of a different frequency. It's not the Spirit of the living God. See, when I heard Brother Branham, the way he talks about God, the sovereignty of God, the holiness, and the Lord Jesus Christ, it just makes you want to worship and get to know this great God. And even more, you know, the way he could just describe God. And these people were fleshly people. Sure, they had this highfalutin education. They had these positions of authority. They were preachers and whatever they were. But when it came down to knowing God, Brother Branham could just wrap their words around them, and they were stuck. And see, that's what it's all about. See, even though they're taught in the Bible and theology, that doesn't mean they're Christians. That doesn't mean they're after the Spirit of God. It's really clear to see that they're after the flesh. It's just flesh mm-hmm. being glorified. And that is really hostile to God, for it does not submit to the law of God. It does not submit to the law of God. It submits to the law of education and intellect and the things that will take you back to that serpent in the garden. He was a very educated or a very intelligent creature. He was mm-hmm. more subtle than any other creature. And that takes you right back to that serpent in the garden, what that law is. For it is not, does not subject to the law of God, nor is able to do so. See, Adam was a spiritual man. And until the fall came, his spirit could connect with God. And that's what the devil wanted to take away from the human family. And he's still working at it today. And it's rampant today. That's right. That is all part of that disobedience, bringing that under the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Because in that, if you do bring that under the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ did the ultimate. He submitted his will to the Heavenly Father, and he gave himself as a sacrifice. And he made an atonement for all that. And people, they take it so lightly, but that law is not subject to God. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. Mm-hmm. You cannot please God with that intellect and with what these preachers are doing nowadays. It's all law of subject to the carnal man. That's what it's all about. And that carnal man takes you right back to that old serpent in the garden that beguiled Eve. Behind it is the spirit of Satan. And that's what he uses. He uses these preachers in the pulpit. And he beguiles people. He deceives people. He keeps people in ignorance. When it's all eventually, it's going to be brought under the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because when you will see that millennium, it's all about bringing it all under the authority of Jesus. Because he is the one who paid that price.
Amen to that, because back in the day, it says there's nothing new under the sun. Back in the day, Paul had his philosopher sued, the philosopher on the Lucifer field.
Yeah,
what they were doing? They're bringing in this philosophy of these Greeks and a bunch of high-fluted wording. Like I say, there's nothing new under the sun. And here in these closing days, they're rampant. All you gotta do, go on YouTube, and they got words. You tell them one thing about God sending a prophet, they would look at you like you were some kind
of
an idiot or like you were drunk or something. And that's exactly the impression that I had back in the 1995 when I was up against these Utterites and their kangaroo courts. I simply just told them God sent the prophet. I still got the letter that I wrote to them, and they wanted me to recant them. And I said, your baptism is a Roman Catholic baptism. It's not of God. It's of the devil. But they're all part of that carnal nature.
Absolutely.
You know? That's why they couldn't accept the truth. And then what they did, they robbed all these young people, all that whole complete Hutterite system. They robbed them of the ministry of the very thing that has any value from the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson. The spiritual gold, and they rob the people from all it because they're not of God. They're of the devil. I don't care how good they can preach or how long a beard they have. They're not of God. They're of Satan. They're nothing but a bunch of antichrists that are there to make sure you never find the real thing. And the proof is in the pudding. I come time and time again, I was in their kangaroo courts, just telling them the truth. And at the end of the day, you got to have sundown to get out of here. If you're not out of here, the sheriff will come and pick you up. They're doing exactly what they did to Jesus. They hired the Roman army to get rid of him. That's what they do. That's what that Jake from Bloomwater said. You got till sundown. If you're not out of here by sundown, the sheriff will come and drag you out of here. See, they can't handle the truth. And the proof is in the pudding. That's why we got all this ammunition. We got the proof. The proof exactly how they operate to this very day. And all we're doing, we're exposing them. Because they're not of God. They're just a religious person out there inspired by Satan to make sure that that Hutterite nation never comes to the light, never comes to the knowledge of the truth. That's all their name is. And then they make another preacher and he's young and ambitious. He's doing the same thing and exactly what Jesus said. You go from colony to colony and make a preacher. And then once you've made out of him, you make out of him another two-fold child, twice as bad as you yourself are. You can see it. You can see. Go. Just open up your eyes. We're just bringing everything in today's language, so people don't have to be deceived. So people can see the reality. They can see the matter of the fact. Mm-hmm. It's just that simple.
That's right, Heavenly Father. We just want to come before you, Lord, and we just want to pray, Lord, that you'll take these words, Lord. We just want to make you real to people, Lord. What you've done and everything to glorify your great name, Lord. We just want to magnify your name before the people, Lord, that they have a longing and a desire to get to know you, Lord, and to serve you, Lord. That's our heart's desire, to lead people to the Lord Jesus Christ and to get to you, to get to know you, the true and living God. We give you thanks for all things. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.